put the daily dose for February 15th, the heart of worship. After the furnishings, articles, coverings, and holy places for the tabernacle were completed, God told Moses, "Set it up." That very day, God came to dwell in glory and power in the tabernacle. So great was his glory that no one, not even Moses, could enter the tabernacle. Glory, by the way, means both the brilliant light of God's presence as well as to become heavy. Both are in operation here. All other persons were displaced by the weight of God's glory. But the glory did not have anything to do with the tabernacle itself. The glory was the presence of God. Wherever he went, the glory shone. So when the cloud of his presence rose up from the tabernacle, signaling to the Israelites that it was time to break camp, the tabernacle became an extraordinary but ordinary building, subject to being broken down and carted off to the next location that God chose. Only when the pillar of cloud descended on the erected tabernacle did that tent become awesome and holy, approachable only through the sacrifice of innocent animals on the one article visible at all times, the altar of burnt offerings outside the tent itself. As Paul has stated emphatically to the Athenians in Acts chapter 17, God does not live in temples built by hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. It is God with whom we have to do, directly, not through intermediaries or hidden behind the veil of a holy of holies for our own protection. It is through Christ, our perfect sacrifice, that we have access to the throne of grace at all times and in every place. The thought is both liberating and fearful, but this is the heart of worship, where God is. It's all about him. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.